You won't believe this, but what happened to Jen had fuck all to do with New Year's Eve. Everyone reacts to something like that in different ways, don't they? Some people start support groups, some people watch TV for the next 20 years. Me, I just started messing around. Or rather, messing around became more like a full-time job. Some messing around had been done before Jen went, I'll be honest about that. What does it feel like, having a missing sister? You know how if you lose something valuable, a wallet or a piece of jewellery, you can't concentrate on anything else? Well, it feels like that. All the time. Every day. Where do I think she is? Well, if I knew that, I'd go and look for her. But I think she's alive, because that whole thing with the car looked phony to me. I think she has a baby, maybe in America, and she's living with a man who looks after her and loves her. So that's what I tell people. Except I don't know whether I'm telling them about Jen or about me. Maureen lives in one of those pokey little streets full of old ladies and teachers. It was me and Martin in the car. I was nervous because we were going to meet Matty, and I'm not good with disabled people. I'm not talking disabled like people who've only got one leg, say. That's all right. I'm talking about the ones who aren't right up top and shout and make funny faces. Okay, I shout and make funny faces, but I know when I'm doing it. With them, there's no predicting, is there? To be fair, Matty's pretty quiet. He's so disabled that he just sits there in a wheelchair. He's got cushion stuffed behind his neck to stop his head lolling about. He doesn't look at you so you don't get too freaked out. You forget he's there after a while. I cope better than I thought I would. Fucking hell, though. Poor Maureen. I tell you, you wouldn't have persuaded me down from that roof. No way. JJ was already there when we got there. Maureen made tea and Martin and JJ asked her polite questions about Matty. I looked around. She really had tidied up. There was nothing in the place apart from the telly and places to sit. I got the impression that she'd moved things out and taken things down because you could just make out marks on the wall. But then Martin was going, "What do you think, Jess?" So I had to stop looking. We had plans to make.
People like the knock-on-the-door inspirational lady. Man, they got a hold of my address in 24 hours. If she wanted to, she could find out about the band in 5 minutes. And then she'd get a hold of Betty and Lizzie and find out that I wasn't dying of anything. Plus, she'd find out that the disease I wasn't dying of was non-existent. I took a bus to Maureen's place, and on the way I decided I was going to fess up. If they didn't like it, fuck 'em. But I didn't want them reading about it in the papers.